Hillary Clinton, Get Your Life Back with a Vaccine. By Joshua Kaplan on May 17, 2021. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said Monday that Americans should get vaccinated against the coronavirus if they want to get your life back. It's pretty simple, get vaccinated. Get your life back, the twice-failed Democrat presidential candidate wrote on Twitter, sharing a link to vaccines.gov, a federal website that helps find locations that carry COVID-19 vaccines. As of Monday, at least 157 million Americans have received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine, while 123 million are fully inoculated against the illness, according to a tally by the Associated Press. President Joe Biden recently stated that the U.S. is on track to have 160 million people fully vaccinated by the 4th of July. At that time, I set two new goals for our country. The first was getting 70% of adults their first shot by July the 4th. The second was having 160 million Americans of all ages fully vaccinated by that same date, the president said last week in his White House remarks. In light of the end of that we've been talking about, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Well, it's growing brighter and brighter. And we need all of you to bring it home. Biden said Monday that the U.S. will share an additional 20 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines with the world in the coming 6 weeks as domestic demand for shots drops and global disparities in distribution have grown more evident. The doses will come from existing production of Pfizer, Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccine stocks, marking the first time that U.S.-controlled doses of vaccines authorized for use in the country will be shared overseas. It will boost the global vaccine sharing commitment from the U.S. to 80 million. We know America will never be fully safe until the pandemic that's raging globally is under control, Biden said at the White House. The announcement comes on top of the Biden administration's prior commitment to share about 60 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is not yet authorized for use in the U.S., by the end of June. The AstraZeneca doses will be available to ship once they clear a safety review by the Food and Drug Administration. The Associated Press contributed to this report.